The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Darren Hazelwood, Chief Executive Officer of Panther Metals. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm very well, John. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Really good to have you. So really, we're going to try and get an overview of your business today, sort of where it's come from and what the plans are, what projects you're working on, what metals you're exploring for. But let's perhaps start by introducing yourself and the company and a little bit about the recent history of Panther.
Yeah, so we're a junior explorer. All our properties are based in the mining-friendly jurisdiction of Ontario, Canada. It's a province that's built on mining, and the whole history of Ontario is mining. And you're seeing discoveries in the province today. We've recently seen the Great Bear resources taken out for 1.8 billion, and that was without even a resource. You've got the Golden Triangle being opened up. You're seeing discoveries near us with Palladium 1. That's just north of the Hemlo mine. It's an area that we're not in by mistake, John.
No, it's busy. I looked at your recent corporate update, and there's a map which shows like how much is going on in the area that you're in.
Yeah, and the old saying is, you know, where do you make discoveries? In the shadow of a headframe.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a bit about the sort of corporate history when you came to market and what's been going on the sort of development front there.
Yeah, so we bought the business onto the main London market in January of 2020, having previously been on the Aquis exchange as it is now. But everybody says timing is everything in the world, right? So we run straight into COVID. All our properties are in Canada. We couldn't get into Canada then for a good 18, 19 months. So we had sort of 6 months of clear run. And then Vladimir Putin decided to do his thing in terms of Ukraine. And it's been a painful market ever since then. So we've been listed for touch over 3 years, and we're looking for these once in 100-year events to stop happening once every 12 months now, and we can get on with what we're doing, because we've actually, in that time, we've positioned the business beautifully, and we've just got to kick it on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd all like a bit of calm for a while, at least. So you have, despite all the headwinds, made a lot of progress. So talk us through some of the projects and what's been going on in Canada and Ontario.
So the headline area would be the Ubonga Greenstone Belt. We actually control, through various mechanisms, around 88% of an entire Greenstone Belt. And within that Greenstone Belt, we've already got 5 named target areas. We've drilled at Wishbone. At Wishbone, we announced some results in January of this year, or it's actually the very, very start of Feb. We know at Wishbone, it's a huge system. It's VMS. We drilled in 2021 initially. We discovered 82 metres just over of massive and semi-massive sulphide. So we know this system's big. It's got various lenses. We didn't hit mineralization in during that drill program, and the following drill program that happened in autumn of 2022 that we announced in February, we've now discovered that the system does contain mineralization. We hit zinc over sort of 3.5 meters at a decent grade, and there was also some copper credits within that. This is significant. I actually said on different platforms that it's a black swan event for the company, and it is. That's despite the share price will tell you it wasn't, but the industry and us as a business will tell you it is. We know that Wishbone is a huge system. We know that from our previous work. We now know that the fluids running through that system carry commodity, and that's extremely significant. And the BHP have been on the wider Ubonga Belt previously, Dome have. And that they all loved the place, but for various reasons they slipped away. Nobody ever discovered that main thing that carries the mineralization. So now we just get Wishbone, we go hunting for the ore body, and that would be our next steps there. But we also, during the same program, we put one hole in a place called Survey. Now that's 3 kilometers long, it's about 0.5 kilometer wide. We put a single hole in. We believe beforehand it has the potential to be VMS, and it was a VMS. We confirmed that. We got anomalous zinc, not of any high grade, but bear in mind this was one hole. So that confirmed that that is a second VMS. So we're now dealing with a VMS camp on a bonga. There's loads of other targets. We also drilled holes in Orkwood. That's a nickel platinum palladium target. And we actually discovered within those holes a graphite. So again, in this market, that's an extremely encouraging sign. But to be honest, our focus is very much on would be on Wishbone now. We know it's there. We've just got to go find it. In fact, we've had that confirmed by the big boys that they have had a look at this. And survey, it's about putting holes into survey now, because we just got to step out the drilling. They're extremely exciting areas. We've also got the lithium silver target, that silver rim on a bonga. And we've also got Ottertooth. And Ottertooth was eighth named target in a survey carried out across the whole of Northern Ontario by the Geological Society of Ontario in the late 90s. And we actually haven't even drilled that yet. So this area on its own it offers immense upside. And the scale is perfect for a major. And look, we make no bones about this. That's what we're looking to snag. We haven't quite taken it to the next stage, but we're hopeful with the next drill campaigns we can really kick this on. And then you've got Dotted Lake. Dotted Lake's just north of Hemlo. Dotted Lake is a nickel copper target. We've got the best mag signature in the whole region in terms of the northern shore of Dotted Lake. And we've got grade in soils there that is quite astronomical. You know, you're looking at in excess of 800 ppm's copper. Nickel exceeds 600 ppm's. You've got cobalt that are exceeding 200 ppm's. That's all in a defined area. And the exciting thing about this is the discoveries that Palladium One have been making right next door to us. And they've recently declared a 20-kilometer-long new nickel belt. And they're making these discoveries off of PPMs in the tens and in the low hundreds. And they haven't got the geological signatures that our surveys have thrown out. So listen, we're going to get boots on the ground back on Dotted Lake in May of this year. And we expect to advance that really quite rapidly due to its location and ease of access. And then we've got Manitou Lakes, which is the other side of Ontario. That is a gold project. We've extended the gold strike there to about 700 meters from a historic mine. Just north of us, Dryden took over Manitou Gold exploration properties in a deal worth $7 million about 18 months ago. The property there and the work that we're doing with our option partner, Ryan, it just grows Manitou Lakes. We're almost like, we're not kids in a sweet shop. That does the company a disservice. But the opportunities there are genuine, and we could option off, for instance, Dotted Lakes today. We've had interest, but our chairman, and he's a geologist and competent reporting person for London Stock Exchange, he won't do that. There's too much opportunity within that, and that should give people some idea of the potential and why during this market as it stands at this precise moment we're not doing anything silly. We don't need to, because we've got genuine opportunities to protect. We're not looking at giving away our value now. So it's just about getting eyes on the business, getting people looking at what we're doing, what we've done, where those assets are at, and why the Panther do offer a substantial value proposition. We need one hit on one of these projects, and we genuinely move on to a whole new level, because people are aware of the opportunities there. But once you get one hit, that obviously brings in all kinds of other opportunities. But we've got a funding model in place. We know where we're going with it. I make no secrets of the fact that one of those opportunities has got to be flow through money in Canada. Flow through money is readily available. It's done at a substantial premium to your share price. And because our properties are in Canada, it would be foolish of us not to look at that as an opportunity. But that's sort of further down the road. We've got other things going on before that won't include issuing any stock or any shares. but it will bring in enough funding for us to kick on to the next stages on a couple of these properties, and that will become clearer as people keep following the story and watch us over the next couple of months.
Yeah. So it's like a massive opportunity and a good plan in place to exploit that. Can you talk us through the rest of the group? I mean, Canada is obviously the focus, but you've got interest in Australia and investment in interest as an investor as well. You just talk us through those bits of the group.
So first of all, the value of the business, currently everything I've spoken about at this stage, if you were to buy a share in Panther Metals today, you are getting those at a discount. You're not paying a single penny for them. And that's because we own 20% of Fulcrum Metals. Fulcrum took the Big Bear project from us. That's prospective for gold. We absolutely love the Big Bear project, but you can't do everything. I need value retained in this business to generate the returns that shareholders expect and want to see. And as a result, we did a deal with Fulcrum, which is a fair deal all round. Fulcrum will get drilling on Big Bear, and we are retained interest of 20%. It offers us a substantial upside. But that interest, we've also hold at the moment 36.6% of Australian company. That's Panther Metals Australia. We vended those assets out into Australia. They're currently going through a fundraise, which is announced. So our holding will be reduced. However, the potential there is significant. They reported a 70.6 million ton resource on Coglia for 0.7% nickel and with cobalt credits last year. They expect to extend that substantially. I know it will go north of 100 million tons, and I think it will go substantially further north. And that will be on the back of this funding they're doing now. So that's looking really positive. And they've got their eyes on other opportunities within their existing portfolio. So nobody we're invested in is looking at other projects or anything else. It's just purely to make sure that money spent on the ground, and that's where Panther Metals UK is at as well. But those interests are valued at in excess of our current market cap. So here within lies the opportunity. But listen, that's the market. They say time is everything, and I think we offer a very, very compelling story at this point within the market and where we're at.
Yeah, absolutely. And the message you're going after, I mean, they are, you know, many of them are what would be described as critical metals. So these are projects that are going to be supported by, you know, the requirements of the net zero transition and sort of resource security, which is obviously big on the agenda.
Absolutely. You're looking at a business that's in a tier one jurisdiction. Every property is within driving distance of Thunder Bay, which is the biggest port on Lake Superior. And it's a proper industrial port as well. And I think people need to look at where the sector sits, because even if things become really sticky in the economy, governments are going to try and spend their way out of that process. And the only game in town is net zero. Now, to actually develop net zero, we're already facing a commodity crunch. This is all the stars are aligned for this sector. If things go very well in the economy, then you're going to need all the commodities that we know are running into headlong problems in terms of supply globally. But you also can now factor in as well that the split between almost the east and west split that we're seeing. And that's going to affect the supply of commodities as well. So the West's going to have to secure its supply of commodities within this process of a shrinking marketplace into an area that it needs to actually expand dramatically. So we are positioned, and the sector's positioned beautifully. And the market at this point is offering untold opportunity. And I really do think the Panther sit right at the tip of that opportunity, just because of timing. We've had some bad timing in terms of COVID, but within what we've developed and how we've developed our portfolio and what's going on externally now, actually it's all coming together to offer almost the perfect storm for us.
Yeah, indeed. So just to give our listeners a potted summary, there's a lot to take in. Give us the three main reasons why our listeners should be interested in following Panther on Vox Markets.
First of all, let's say opportunity, where the projects are at, where the business has developed those projects to, that every one of them has the potential to be a mine. And that's what's gonna drive the value curve here. And we've got multiples of those. I think secondly, I'd actually say timing. I think we're at sector lows at a time when we know there are huge shortages built into this sector. So now is the opportunity. We could debate all day regarding different reasons behind that. But if you notice that generally in an economic downturn, commodities, industrial commodities, copper, etc., would they be collapsing? They're not. Now, people, investors should take a sign. The market's actually telling them via that the world's going to hell in a handcart. The banking sector's wobbling, blah, 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 blah. But actually, commodities aren't doing that. And there's a good reason that's happening, because the next stage is, once things settle down, and they will, they always do, once things settle down, commodities, exploration, mining is the only game in town. The financial sector has lost some of its luster, but I think a lot of the risk capital went into the tech sector over the last 10, 20 years that normally would have been used in the mining exploration business to make the discoveries. And that the tech sector is now maturing. Okay, it's a lot of more of a mature industry. That risk capital is going to need a home. The opportunity in mining exploration, it is vast and it's global. So I think time is everything. And now is the timing is right for this sector. Would it kick next week? Would it kick next month? Who knows? But it will. And when it kicks, it's going to kick for a long time. But the trick is, the market's telling you that already. Mm. You've got to listen to the market. And I'd say value. Look, we're in a tier one jurisdiction. That'd be my last one. We're in a tier one jurisdiction. We've made a discovery. We know that we just need to go for the ore body now. We know that we've got multiple opportunities across multiple sites. We're currently valued below our holdings in two separate listed companies. It's purely and simply, we offer value.
Mm. No, that's brilliant. A fantastic summary. Lots of opportunities. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of news flow in the year ahead. And you can keep up with that by following Panther Metals on Vox, ticker PALM. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Darren. It's been an absolute pleasure.
John, thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.